After it after made Dutch political made Dutch history political the party history of the murdered anti-immigrant populist Pim Fortuyn has caused the collapse of a government which was at part. The government is resigned. The main reason the is a feud within the Pim Fortuyn list. One of the two feuding ministers, Herman Heinsbrock, explained that the government fault.
So very new that we don't have a history. It is a number of people in a faction together. It's a number of people in a cabinet together, basically picked from the streets. There was people that did not have a common leader anymore, who did not really have a common ideology.
Government is resigned. There are two colleagues who are blamed because they had the same modern national interests of the country. That's other things. And also the coalition partners of the other two has also to be blamed. Because it's not possible to replace them. People who keep elephants,
which is probably the words
and it's intended to be enforceable. If you don't do it this way, they shouldn't be allowed to keep elephants.
Not
The standard that you want to set is very different from the way they have been kept up to now. It's oversimple to talk about space. Elephants are huge and they need a social group and a lot of
social
space.
And a lot of space.
Known. In some cases, keepers were actually on their own. I think we have to assume that there may have been deliberate aggression on the part of at least two of the elephants.
Should these keepers?
The library is a place of freedom of thoughts and freedom of expression. They haven't been refused any of their requests of books so far. And the user admits they have to be very cautious about what they have, and they ask the authorities to stop. The Palestinian uprising was on a tide. With the expected war
with Iraq,
and one part of the speech seemed like an appeal for the confrontation with Iraq,
With Iraq
to solve it peacefully.
Sure, the world is
we have to be sure that what the world is witnessing today, aggression, dispute, political disputes and differences, on the view, point, as far as economic and social issues, but first of all, political and political respect and despair that overwhelms some. And it leads to extremism and aggression.
Aggression.
We have to.